This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. How does Allah Azza wa Jal judge the people? What is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's attributes that He uses to judge the people with the Jama'ah? What's the word that we call it? Adl, right? Justice. Is that how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala rules between the people? Is that how Allah rules between the people, the Jama'ah? Wallahi, I swear if it was only by His adl, by His justice, we'll be ruined. By His fadl, His graciousness, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Let's learn a little bit about Allah's graciousness from this hadith, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hadith number 11 in Riyad al-Salihin, the book of Al-Ikhlas, Sincerity. قال وعن أبي العباس عبد الله بن عباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه. This is hadith Qudsi right now, that the Prophet saw some reports that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, has ordered that the good deeds and the bad deeds to be written down. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who assigns things to be good or bad. So Allah Azza wa Jal makes this thing sinful, Allah makes this thing good. It's not for you and I to decide that, like what's happening in this world these days. When you leave it to the people to decide what's going to be bad, what's going to happen, Jama'ah? Chaos. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has written what is good and what is bad. قال ثم بين ذلك. And then He explained all of this to us. Then He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, قال فمن هم, أو in the hadith, فمن هم بحسنة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, he who intends to do a good deed, intends. Al-ham in the Arabic language in this hadith right now means to have the intention, and the intention usually is where? It's in the heart. Like if your heart inclines towards doing something, we call this ham over here. Like you have that kind of inclination, that's that kind of concern for it. Like I have a concern in my heart to do something. So it could be positive, it could be negative. And here I want to do something good. فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةً. And the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever intends to do something good, فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا, was unable to do it. كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will record it for him as a full hasana. Even though you haven't done it. Like what? You had the intention to fast tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday, for example, or Thursday. You want to fast on Thursday. You have the intention. And then on Thursday morning, you're sitting down there doing your routine, sipping your coffee. And as you are about to leave, you're just like, oh, subhanAllah, I wanted to fast this day. If you're genuinely sincere, if your intention was genuine and sincere, that you really had the intention to fast this day and you couldn't because you forgot, you're going to get the full reward for it. As if you fasted that day. You had the intention to give charity, inshallah ta'ala, in this upcoming fundraising, bidnillah azza wa jal. And then, as you were waiting for the day to come, because you'd like to give like everybody else, something happens, you had to use some of that money to do something else. If you had that sincerity in the heart, that you were giving this money for that charity, for that organization, for that fundraising, you will get the full reward for it, even though you were unable to do that. You had the intention to wake up for tahajjud, so you go to sleep. You make a wudu, you go early, because you know if you go by 11 o'clock, you're not going to wake up. So I went at 9:30, I went at 10 o'clock, for example. I made sure to wake up for tahajjud, and then subhanAllah, you wake up at Adhan al-Fajr. Even though you're unable to wake up for tahajjud, but for that genuine intention, that sincere intention, the determination in the heart, you're going to get the full reward for doing it. Even though you haven't done it. Is that justice? Is that justice, Jama'ah? No. That's graciousness. Allah is being gracious for you right to you right now, but has given you just by the mere intending to do good. And that's how great the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now then He said, قال وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشَرَ حَسَنَاتٍ إِلَى سَبْعْمِائَةِ ضِعْفٍ إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا. And if you intend to do something, and you're able to do it, intend to do something good, and you are able to fulfill that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order this to be recorded as 10 hasanat, And then those 10 become what? 700. And then he says what? Even more. So the bare minimum for every good deed you do is what? 10. 10. And then those 10 will be multiplied to 700 as Allah's will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to as much, many more even. Multiplication will be basically infinity. What is so strange here, Jama'ah? Is that also justice? That's not justice. That's graciousness. Fadl. The gracious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why when we make our dua, we say, Allahumma amilna bifadlika la bi'adlik. Ya Allah, deal with me, treat me with your graciousness. Because if you treat me with your justice, that probably I would be doomed, I would be ruined. Because I don't think my good deeds are enough even, actually what I do is enough for me to take me to Jannah. I'm depending on Allah's mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is what the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, قال, none of you is going to enter Jannah by his amal. لا يدخل أحدكم الجنة بعمله. قال إلا أن يتفضل الله برحمته. Allah's mercy will enter you to Jannah. قال ولا أنت يا رسول الله قال ولا أنا. Not even me. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us by his graciousness and his mercy. Then he said صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وإن هم بسيئة. And if someone intends to do something bad. If someone intends to do something bad. فلم يعملها. And this person did not do it. كتبها الله عنده حسنة كاملة. You shall be taken حسنة for this. Wait a minute. I was intended to do something wrong. I was intended to do something really bad. And I didn't do it. How am I going to get reward for that then? The ulama, they say there's condition for that. If the person was unable to fulfill that sin due to circumstances, it will still be counted as sayyah on them. Like someone was intended to go steal, but there was traffic jam. And it's like, never mind, let's go home. Are they going to get reward for this now? Of course not. But if someone intended to do something haram, and then they remembered, and they said, you know what? No, I'm not going to do this. Why? They're afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're shy. They're feel, you know, kind of bashful in that moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see what they're doing, and they don't do it for that reason. They say the reward is not for abandoning the sin. What is the reward for? For fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in itself is hasana, is a good deed. Because that's amal al-qalb right now. It's the act of the heart to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you get the good deed for that one. Subhanallah. The graciousness of Allah azza wa jal. Even when you intend something wrong and you fear Allah and you stay away from it, Allah will reward you. We're going to see later inshallah in the hadith the three people who got trapped into the cave and the rock completely closed the door, the exit of the cave, and they were wondering, what do we do? And everybody starts saying, hey, you have to ask Allah by some of the good deeds that you've done. And one of them, kind of one of his good deeds, is I was intending to to fornicate with his cousin, with his female cousin. And in that moment, she told him, ittaqillah, fear Allah azza wa jalla, don't do this to me. And he said, he just kind of like, immediately he stopped and he left. And he said, my Lord, if you know that I've done this for you, farraj anna ma nahnu fi, help us to get out of this situation. And Allah helped him to get out of it. Which means he was sincere when he did not commit that sin. He was sincere that he has done that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's when the hasana becomes actually registered for you. And the last thing the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, he قال, وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا. And if that person intended to do something wrong, and they still fulfill that mistake or that sin, قال, كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ سَيَّةً وَاحِدًا. Still, this will count on them as one single sayyah. Now, who ends up in Jahannam with this graciousness of Jama'ah? Except those who are the foolest of the fools and the most miserable people. If for every sayyah, you get only one. For every hasana, 10 times 700 and even more. So what is left for us? So why do people then end up in Jahannam? Because unfortunately their a'mal not seems to be enough to outweigh their sayyi'at. Nasallahu alayhi wa sallam. Probably their hearts. That's the thing about the heart. Because sometimes من our journey, as Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah says, يعني, our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ليست بالأبدان ولكن بالقلوب. We travel to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the hearts, not by the feet. يعني. We're not going to Allah by foot. We're flying with our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if somebody ends up in Jahannam, that means their heart, your heart wasn't where it's supposed to be. That's why it's extremely important, especially in time like ours, where we have all these fitan and all these distractions, that we don't even have time to wake up for tahajjud. We don't have time to come to the masjid, for example, regularly. Then at least make sure that you purify your heart so you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the good intention. Always check your heart. Daman, always have your heart intending something good. So if it happens, alhamdulillah, you get the merit for it. If not, you're still getting the merit for it. So that if I make mistakes, I will still have alhamdulillah on the other side. So many good deeds for me that counts for me to outweigh my sayyiat. Again, this is the graciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we learn from this hadith is how important really the intention is. That even if you have the intention to do something good and you don't get a chance to do it for whatever reason, but you're sincere about it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's graciousness will still make this count for you as you've done it and you've done it well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who always intend to do well, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts. Clean our hearts from any sayyat, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are righteous, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us that which is right and make it easy for it to follow it, and that which is wrong and stay away from it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers in Palestine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their safety, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to shelter them and shield them from any harm that comes their way, ya Allah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to give them assistance, ya Rabbi, swiftly, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Accept their shuhada, ya Rabbil Alameen. Heal the wound and the injured, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask you to give shifa to those who are ill, ya Allah. And for those who are there, we ask you, Allah, to keep them safe, ya Rabbil Alameen. Strengthen their iman and their hearts. Strengthen their iman and their heart. Protect their properties, protect their families. And ya Allah, we ask you for them to give them that victory that you promised, ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, wa salli ala Muhammad wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any question, Jama'ah? Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.